Well, state and local government has promised to increase law enforcement within Salt Lake's Rio Grande area. The details of that promise remain a work in progress.
I don't know that we can say here's the exact amount of money. I think we'll do what we need to do to get to where the where we've eliminated the criminal element. So that's a work in progress. Again, I'm setting kind of a goal of a year to have that done and completed. I think we can, in fact, have significant improvement. What the end cost of that's going to be is probably a little bit speculative right now.
That was Utah Governor Gary Herbert speaking at a press conference. Former Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder's 21-point plan, released in March, has received endorsements from several groups, including the Pioneer Park Coalition, a group of land and business owners, but drew flack from the community for its aggressive approach. Early proposals by the state legislature made in July are similar to the 21-point plan. During the current plan's unfolding, the state has reiterated its commitment to protecting the rights of individuals in Rio Grande and have consulted the ACLU of Utah to help in its formation. Marina Lowe, Legislative and Policy Counsel with the ACLU of Utah, says stronger policing should not be the state's only approach.
Our concern, of course, is that, you know, simply looking at this from sort of a criminal justice angle is, of course, not going to solve the problem and may, in fact, run into some legal issues. And so it's really important to also make sure that we have necessary resources available for people who need help. You know, we see this issue and the issue of homelessness in general in a lot of our communities is something much broader and more global.
Lowe stated that if such a breach in civil rights were to occur, the ACLU would take legal action. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.